The following Dafyomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a completely different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Pei Vav. We are holding four lines up from the bottom on Pei Hei Amud Beit, Teshuvah Mechaperet Al Averot Kalot. So we were talking in the Mishnah, what is Teshuvah Mechaper on the lighter Averot, which are Al Aseh Ve'Alot Aseh. Now that doesn't really make much sense the way that it's written, because I mean, obviously Hashta Alot Aseh Mechaperet. A Lot Aseh is more Chamur than an Aseh. So if it's Mechaper on a Lot Aseh, so Aseh mi boy, do I really need to tell you that it's Mechaper on an Aseh as well? Omer, if you're not Rikoma, what it means is on an Aseh or on a Lot Aseh, which essentially is an Aseh because it's Nitakla Aseh. So where you have a Lot Aseh, which is connected, so let's say Lot Atir Mimenu Adboker, Vanotar Mimenu Adboker Be'esh Tisarev. Okay, so I know that the Tikkun for that is the Be'esh Tisarev, in which case it has the same status of Chumrah as an Aseh. Therefore, it's telling me on an Aseh and on a type of Lot Aseh, which is on that same level as an Aseh. Wait, but in other words, what you're saying is that Teshuvah is not Mechaperet on a real Lot Aseh, only on a Lot Aseh that is an Itak Aseh. Is that true? If a Lot Aseh Gamur Lo, on an actual Lav, Teshuvah is not Mechaperet? V'raminu, Elohim Kalot. The following are considered to be Averot Kalot, which Teshuvah is Mechaper on. Aseh V'Lot Aseh. Now, I know you're going to try telling me, but that means the same thing. Lot Aseh Nitak Aseh. Lo, not because it continues on to say, on any Lot Aseh, except for one. Which one is that? Milot Tisa. Since it says Lot Tisa, et Shmil Hashav, and then Hashem Hashem Lakech Alashav, Ki Lo Yinakeh Hashem, et Hashem Yisad Shmal Hashav. So obviously, it says Beferish in the Pasek, you're not going to get away with this, Ayyadei Teshuvah, Lo Yinakeh. So then that means that that particular love is not included in things that Teshuvah is Mechaper. But other Lavim are. And you're telling me that other Lavim are not. Only Lot Aseh Nitak L'Aseh. Well, maybe what it means is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Chutz B'Lot Aseh, meaning a Lav like Lot Tisa, is the Pshat. Lot Tisa V'Chol D'Domilei. That's the meaning. So just like Lot Tisa is not a Lot Aseh Nitak L'Aseh, and since that is the makor of the Lo Yinakeh, Ki Lo Yinakeh Hashem, so Memelet uses that as the model for the things that Teshuvah doesn't work on. So anything like Lot Tisa, a Lot Aseh Gamor, it will not be Mechaperet on a Lot. Tashma, Reb Yehuda Amir Kosho Mi Lot Tisa Ulamata, Teshuvah Mechaperet. Mi Lot Tisa Velamala, Teshuvah Tolav Yom HaKippur Mechaperet. I don't get it. So here it's saying, Beferush, anything which is beneath Lot Tisa, which would mean a standard Lot Aseh, is a little bit less than the actual tremendous Isser of the Chil Hashem, of taking Shmi Lashav, apparently a normal Lot Aseh, which is Milot Tisa Ulamata, then Teshuvah is Mechaper. Only from Lot Tisa up is Teshuvah not Mechaper, and you need to have Yom HaKippurim with it. I hear it too. Maybe it means the same thing. Anything milotisa, meaning lotase and down, meaning a lotase and itaklase and down. Well, I find that hard to believe. Okay, take a look at this. Tashma. Lefi shenemar b'chorev teshuvah v'nakeh, which we'll discuss in a moment. So on Har Sinai, where Moshe Rabbeinu was being mitpalil, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mochel for Yisrael's Avera v'cheta egel. So over there it says two things. It says Teshuvah, which we'll see where it says Teshuvah, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Nake, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Minake. So you might think that that means anything, even including something as Chamur as Lo Tisa. Talmud Lomar Lo Yinake. You might think that Lo Tisa stands in for all Chayvei Lavim. So Yochel Afshar Chayvei Lavim came, just as Rabbi Yehuda was trying to claim all along that Lo Tisa is just a model, and it means any Lo Tasegamur, Talmud Lomar. Therefore, it says et shemo dafka lo yinake Hashem et asher yisad shemo. But anything less than that, even if it's a lo taseh gamur, you're saying beferish shmo deinu minake alva minake shar chayvei lavim. So apparently teshuvah does effectively achieve kapara even on a lo taseh gamur. You're right, says the Gemara. Clearly, it must be a machloket tana'im, because otherwise this bright has a conclusive proof the Rebbe is wrong. And where does it say otherwise? Where does it say beferish that on a lo taseh gamur it's not mechaper? Here, the Tanya. Amat teshuvah mechaperet on an aseh v'alo taseh shenitek la'aseh. Exactly what Rebbe said. But on a lo taseh gamur, not. On that you would need amat teshuvah tolah, but only with Yom HaKippur is mechaper. Al kritut v'al mitot beitin v'al lo taseh gamur. So here we have two different shitot in the brightot, one of which agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that a lo taseh gamur requires Yom Kippur together with teshuvah, and one that holds that teshuvah is mechaper on a normal lo taseh unless it's lo tisa shem Hashem Elokecha. Omar, lefi shenema b'chorev. I just want to get straight what you said before. You said that on Har Chorev in Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillot, it was talking about teshuvah, and it says vinake. How do we know that it was talking about teshuvah? Minolam. I mean, does it say before? It just says that Moshe was davening for them. The Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Omer, look, forget about the, it's a little bit confusing, because the lo yinakeh, there are two psukim of lo yinakeh. The posuk we've been talking about up until now of lo yinakeh is lo yinakeh Hashem asher yisach b'ol l'shav. That's one lo yinakeh, but there's another lo yinakeh. The other lo yinakeh goes together with nakeh. In the Yod Gimel Midot, Nakeh Lo Yinakeh. What is that supposed to mean? So that's what we're talking about now. So Blazer points out, look, something's funny over here. I mean, you can't say that Nakeh is across the board, Shekvar Demar Lo Yinakeh. On the other hand, you can't say Lo Yinakeh is across the board either, Shekvar Demar Nakeh. So obviously, we are supposed to understand the circumstances in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Minakeh and the circumstances in which he's not Minakeh. What is Mitbakeshet Me'elav? Haketzat minakei, meaning somebody does teshuvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is minakei le'avon, but eino minakei le'sheinan shavim. So, for all intents and purposes, it's as if it wrote beferush on Har Sinai teshuvah, and that comes out of the inherent contradiction in the words nakei lo yinakei. You can't get a bigger contradiction than that. Shul Reb Matya ben Harashet Reb Elazar ben Azaria Berumi Shamata arba'a chilukei kapara shehaya Reb Yishmael Doresh. I remember, of course, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't need to worry about this, because v'chi perad matohamo, and anybody who's alech in Eretz Yisrael, that's why it says they were in Rome. You know, in Rome, you got to start worrying, what are we going to, how do we survive in a place like this? So, maybe tshuva, or whatever, you know. So, well, let's take a look at the chilukei kapara. So, Rabati ben Harash said, that is incorrect. It isn't chilukei kapara. It's ingredients of kapara, but there's really only three different levels of requirements for kapara. Teshuvah is a given as a fourth element, but it's not a separate category. And here's how it goes. What he said was this. He said, somebody who is over just on a mitzvah taseh, he does teshuvah on the spot, mochalim lo. In Ozaz Misham, at shemochalim lo, shlema, shuvu bonim shovevim. Now, shovevim means, it's a lotion of you cute, wild kids, you know, it's not a big deal. So, obviously, there's some things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take all that seriously, you know. And that's, the mitzvah that say if you do teshuvah, we look at you as having just been a little wild, you know. All right, so you slept in late, you went, mizman kriyat shma. Now, vara lo taseh v'aseh, suppose that you were over on a lo taseh, vasa teshuvah, and he does teshuvah on the lo taseh, so there, teshuvah is tola. Now, this is like the sheet and the bright of the lo taseh gamur. Teshuvah is only tola, that we saw before, is machloket. And Yom HaKippur is mechaper. This is how the Rambam paskins. Shinam raki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem mikol chatotechem. And chatotechem would be a lo taseh. How about aval kritut umitot bedin? V'yasa teshuvah v'yom ha-kippurim tolin v'yisurim memarkin. The yisurim that come on a person in the course of his life are memarik ha-kapora, that it's not mentioned anymore, not considered against him. Shema fakarti b'shevet pisham u'banigaim avonam. So obviously there are things like pesha and avon that are strong enough that require a shevet. Ava mi sheyesh chilul Hashem b'yado ein koach b'teshuvah litlot v'lo v'yom ha-kippurim lechaper. אלא כולם תולין ומיטה ממרקת, שנאמר ונגלו באוזני השם צבקות, אם יכופר אבון הזה לכם, אל תמותו. Okay, now, when you say חילול השם, what extent of חילול השם do you mean? I mean, you're talking about the חילול השם in which a person is actually over on the חייב of מסירות נפש, or what? Omar Rav, no. חילול השם would mean even where somebody represents Klal Yisrael in the eyes of other people, and because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shame is less if he doesn't act in an entirely appropriate fashion. Somebody on my madrega, says Rav, could go in Anna. If I would walk into a butcher store and walk out with the meat without paying, that would be a chalasha. That's bad enough. Oh, Rabbi, let's just clarify that. That is talking about loshana ba'ata dolotav. That's in places where they don't send bills at the end of the month. So if there you're expected to pay in cash, if you walk out, yeah, it looks like you're not going to pay. But in a normal place where they send out bills, you don't expect to pay on the spot. And even Rav doesn't have to worry about something like that. By the way, where I live, Mata Bachasya, thank God, it's an Atra Datafi, that's a place where they send bills. Abaye was so makbid that if there were two owners that were shutafim in a butcher store, in a store of any kind, you know, he was here it's talking about when he took meat from a butcher store that had two shutafim, so he would pay both of them in case one of them was there, the other one wasn't there, just in case the other one would think that he didn't pay, and then he would give zuzalai, and then when there was an opportunity, they were both there, he would bring them together, he would say, remember, I paid you, I paid him also, so, you know, you owe me X, and he would take the difference.
Until they both said, you didn't pay me.
And he finds another butcher store. He brings them together, and then they work out the bill. But first, he makes sure that nobody's got any doubts. I'll give you an example of a Kalashem. A guy like me, who would walk 4 amot without Torah, without tefillin, even if I'm feeling sick, how are people supposed to know? You know, so I may not have kayak to be sitting, but if I would do that, that people would be mezalzel in limud Torah. Yitzchak v'Rav Yanai Omar, basically a general rule, is kol shechaverav mitbayshim machmat shmuato. If his friends are embarrassed, so then obviously it's enough that people are taking him as a dugma, because why else are his friends embarrassed of him? Omar v'Achron Yitzchak could go into Karmi Inche, a guy where people mention his name, God should only forgive him. Shari le mari leplanya. Abayama, look, basically the rule is, it says in the Brayta, v'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, means she'yesh shem shamayim mitahev ayadcha. You have a chiyuv, the ahavta, of spreading the love of Hashem Elokecha. So that means a normal human being, he's kore, yishaneh, kore means Tanakh, shaneh means Mishnah, mishanesh tamineh chachamim means Gemara, to learn how to think. And then, yeh masa'o matano benachat im habriyot, where he deals with people, benachat, and he's not the captain, and he speaks nicely. So ma'abriot obrot alav. So people's general reaction is, what a great guy. Ashrei aviv shlim do Torah, ashrei rabo shlim do Torah. Oy, poor people who don't learn Torah, they end up like slobs, not like this fine, noble person. Oy lem lebriot shalolam do Torah. Look at this guy. Ploni shalama Torah, re'u kama na'im drachav, kama mitukanim ma'asav. So in that situation, Allah HaKatuv Omer, Vayomer li avdiyata Yisrael asher b'chai par. So over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pride in us. Aval, mishikorei v'shonei, somebody on the other hand is maybe great talmid chacham. So he's korei v'shonei b'shamish talmid chachamim. But you can't trust him. Ein maso matanah b'emunah. He doesn't speak like a decent person. Ein diburo b'nachatei ma'briot. And it's not pleasant to deal with him. So ma'briot omro alav. Ay, v'avoy, oylo v'ploni. Shilamat Torah, oylo l'aviv, shilimdo Torah. Oylo l'rabo, shilimdo Torah. All the people taught him Torah. They were all idiots. Ploni shilamat Torah. Ru'u kama mekul kalim ma'asav. Look at this guy. Can't trust him as far as you can throw him. Kama mechuarim drachav. He doesn't know how to say a pleasant word to anyone. You're alav ha'katuv omer. Be'amor lehem am Hashem elo mi'artzo yatzo. And that's what it's referring to. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and that's going to be by Chavalu HaChem Kachi. How will you be Mechal HaChem Kachi? Be'amor lehem. When people point to the Jews, the taxi drivers, you know, in New York, they look, these were the Am Hashem. A lot of good it did them to be an Am Hashem. They're here in New York driving taxis without realizing that that's because of their failures. But instead, they blame the fact that they're Am Hashem. Kama Barabi Chanina. Yidola Teshuvah, Shemeviya Rifot Lo'olam. Shenemar Erpa Meshuvatam, Ohavim Nidava. Reb Chama, Reb Chanina. So greatest teshuva, because it not only is a question of teshuva itself, but it's mashma that there's an actual refuah that restores. It's restorative to the world. Reb Chama, Reb Chanina, Rami. On the one hand, it says shuvu banim shovavim, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the chait as if it's just shovavim at them. You're wild kids. What can you expect from kids? It's not a big deal. But on the other hand, Pasuk continues, which is mashma, there's some serious illness over here that requires refuah. I mean, you don't see that about a wild kid. A wild kid needs a psychiatrist. No kasha. Kan mi'ava, kan mi'ira. Depends. If the teshuvah was mi'ava, so then the entire way of looking at it is as barim shovavim. If it's only yir'ah that drives a person to teshuvah, then it requires some serious refuah. Rabbi Yehuda Rami, Ketiv Shuvu Banim Shavavim Erpam Mishuvotechem. Rabbi Yehuda puts together the whole thing, in which at least this pasuk, both that level, Shuvah Va'ava, Mira, on both of them it says Bonim. So it uses the relationship of father to son. And yet there's another pasuk that says that in the situation where people are doing Teshuvah, it continues on to say, Ki Anochi Ba'alti Bachem. So there it's a shuvu bonim shavavim, ki anochi ba'alti b'chem. The lashon of ba'alti b'chem is the lashon of ba'alut, turning you into avadim. I have, you know, strengthened my hand over you, taken you and beat you into shape, essentially. Echad meir, v'shnayim mishpacha. So what is it? Is it banim or is it ba'alut? Lo kasha. So the first one, which is banim, as we already said, shavavim is mi'ava, erpa is mi'ira. But kana yedei yisurin, here it's talking about where a person only does teshuvah after he's already been beaten up and he sees he's in big trouble. Omer Levi, Rabbi Levi, yidolat teshuvah shemagat ad kisei hakavod. Teshuvah takes a person all the way up to kisei hakavod shem shuvi yisrael ad Hashem lekecha. You get all the way up to standing in front of Hashem. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, yidolat teshuvah. You know how great teshuvah is, that it's doch halot asa shabbat Torah. You see that because of teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be overrun in Israel the arise. Where do you see that? Shenamar. The Navi tells Klal Yisrael, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me? Ein yishlachi shet ishto v'chamita v'tal yishacher. Suppose a person divorces his wife, you know, and she goes away, she sleeps with other people, and now she wants to come home. So what is v'chamita v'tal yishacher? Ah, yashuv ele'ahod. Is he allowed to take her back? Is that allowed to take her back? Ha'lochanov techadev ha'aretzahi. That is going to cause a disaster. Va'at zanit reim rabim, you've been sleeping around with every idiotic kavayasar in the world, you know. And now you want to come back, and guess what? I'm going to take you back. Now, well, what do you mean? It's this in your eyes. So how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? You see the teshuvah is doichan, it's in your eyes. So, v'shuv elai nu Hashem, and I'm going to take you. Omar Rabbi Yonatan, gedola teshuvah shmeviyat ha-geula, shnemar uval etzion goel, v'shavei pesha b'yakov, why? Matam u'bol etzion goel, since Shavei Pesha b'Yaakov, that brings the geula to Tzion. Omrei shlodesh gedola teshuva, shizidonot na'asot or kishigagot. Even the things that you did on purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at as if it was an accident. Shalom ha'shuv yisrael ad Hashem elokecha, ki kashalta ba'avonecha. Look, avon, as opposed to chet, is by definition something you do purposefully, so it's mezid. So what do you mean, ki kashalta? It's not ki kashalta, it's a lot worse. Kashalta is you stumble. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is viewing the Avon. He accidentally stumbled over it. You know, it's not as if it was planned or anything. Wait a minute. Is that all that Reish Lakish said, Amy? Didn't Reish Lakish said, Gidolat teshuvah shezidonot nasot lo kizichuyot? Here he's only saying that doing something on purpose is viewed as an accident. But elsewhere he said that it's viewed even as a mitzvah, as a schuz. Shenemar b'shuv rashami rishatov yasa mishpat v'tzdaka aleihem yichyeh. On the very rishus that he did, that's what he will live off of. So apparently these are the schuyot that he will live off of. Ah, true. But lo kasha kan mi'ava kan mi'ira'ah. Teshuvah mi'ava, indeed, aleihem yichyeh. But teshuvah, which was only mitoch yirah, michshol. Amar shuvah nachmeni, amar yonatan. Gidolat teshuvah shemarech shnotav shel adam. Teshuvah lengthens a person's yamav ushnotav. Shlamo b'shuv rasha mirish. Ato yichyeh, he shall live. Amar yitzchak ami b'maharov v'mishpat rabba b'mori. They always say in Eretz Yisrael that bo re'eh, shloki milat HaKadosh Baruch Hu milat basar v'adam. Take a look how different HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhag is than normal hanhaga between people. Midat basar v'adam, you know, somebody is makdif et chaver, you say something nasty to a guy, you have no idea whether there's ever really going to forgive you completely. And you know what? You don't know what it's going to take. I mean, you may have to go through hell to get this guy to even start considering being mitpayesemena. Who knows? I mean, you might be able to talk him into feeling differently. Maybe you'll have to give him gifts, send people to, who knows? Safek mitpayes bedvarim, safek ein mitpayes bedvarim. Avla kadosh baruch hu, adam avera avera beseter, as long as there's a God's skill with Hashem. So mitpayes bemena bedvarim, shem kakuyim achem devarim. All you need to do, bring your words to me, v'shuv el Hashem. Not only that, Lord, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as if you've done him a favor. Machzik lo tov Hashem, v'kach tov, v'li v'kach tov. Take the good that you've done. V'lo od el Hashem, ma'alev ha'akuf, katuv, kilu ikriv parim. In doing teshuv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as if you brought him korbanot. Shenemu neshama parim sifatenu. And maybe you think that means neshama parim sifatenu, that it'll be as if we brought you a korban chatas, a rechayavon, which is, I mean, you know, okay, it's no big deal that you're trying to get a kapara with a par, you know? No, it'll be viewed as if you brought a korban nedava, which is a gift and creates ritzui. Tanya Rabbi Meir Amer Gedolat Teshuvah, Shebishvo Yachid Shasat Teshuvah, Mochalim Lechol Olam Kulo. One individual does teshuvah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives the entire world. Shinema, Erpa Meshuvatam. Meshuvatam is everybody. Meshuvatam. Oavim and I will love them. Lashon Rabbim. Nidava. Kishaf api mimenu. Now, mimenu is Lashon Yachid. Mehem, it doesn't say mehem. Kishaf api behem. So because shav api from one person, because of that, Erpa Meshuvatam. Heichi dami ba'al teshuvah. What is the meaning? Here's an example of someone who's a Baal Teshuvah. Now, Baal Teshuvah does not mean, as people think, someone who did Teshuvah. Baal Teshuvah means somebody who is in charge of Teshuvah, meaning he can use Teshuvah. That's what Baalut always means, right? A master, exactly. He's a master. There's a big difference between a guy who plays chess and a guy who's a chess master, right? So a master of Teshuvah is someone in whom the Teshuvah is enabling to the extent that it doesn't matter if he's back in the same circumstance, it was the same Avera, and he can use that Teshuvah to bash it away. What I'm talking about is a guy, let's say, has been sleeping with this woman, you know, and he does Teshuvah, and now he finds himself with the same woman in the same hotel room, in the same place, in the same time of the year. The birds are singing in the tree, you know, and so on and so forth. And nonetheless, his teshuvah, his teshuvah stands him in good stead. So that's considered to be a Baal teshuvah. He is a master of teshuvah in that he can use that teshuvah to ward off even the habits of behavior, which are very difficult to change when it's already so much a part of your life. One review them. Rav pointed out a stira. On the one hand, it says, Ashrei nisui pesha kesui chata, which implies that you are not meant to publicize your sins. And on the other side, it says, Mechase pesha'av lo yatzliach. If you cover your sins, you will not find any success in changing your ways. Things that everybody knows. I mean, you've stolen money from everybody in town. Well, there's an issue to say, you know, I'm a big tzaddik. you accept the fact. Rav Zutti Bar Tuiva and Rav Nachman says, no. The difference is, what type of avera is it? If it's an averot shebein adam lechavero, you did something to hurt other people. Okay, so then, adarabah, it's a tikkun to tell people you feel bad, you know, you insulted this guy, and you're sorry you insulted this guy. But something that's averot shebein adam lemakom, it's somebody else's business. So, in big mefarsimet, you're being mezalzel the chashivas of the chait. Well, why do people have to know? Well, I'm a mechal Shabbos, they have to know you're a mechal Shabbos. So over there, it's not their business to know. Tani Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Reimer, Adam over avera pa'am rishona. Look, a guy does an avera once, you know. So, okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu, do teshuva, mo'ch lemo. So then you're a recidivist. You know, you come back and do it again. No, we can still be ma'okhiyo. Again, you come back and do it. Shlishit, mo'chalim lo. Revi'it, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, wait a minute. The guy seems to be a drug addict. No, ain't mo'chalim lo. You know, I've heard this story before too many times. So now I call Amar Hashem, Ashlosha Pishay Yisrael, Al Arba, Ah, lo Ashivenu. Hein kolela yifal el, and furthermore it says, Omer, it should say, Hein kolela yifal el pa'amayim shalosh, 2-3 times im gavar, but not 4 times. And I said, why do we need an extra person? Because v'chitev anim ilibit sibur avu biyachid lo, you might think that this is anoga, 1, 2, 3, but not 4, with a specifically with the tzibor. But how do I know with an individual it's the same anaga? Therefore, I bring a separate pasuk. Tashbayin kol eli falel b'mehem shoshim gaver with an individual. Tan rabban, averot shitvada leyam yom kippurim zeh lo yitvada leyam yom kippurim acher. If you believe in teshuvah and kapara, why are you still mentioning your sin after it was already mechupar in the previous Yom Kippur? Obviously, you know, you're still thinking about it, you know? In which case, if of course, I mean, obviously, if you did it again, of course, but if you didn't do the sin again, and you come back, you're still talking about it, so then that's what the pasuk says when it means, when it says, you're like a dog going back to its vomit, a fool who once again reviews his past sins. It's even a bigger madriga. The person is supposed to not take for granted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been moichlam, and therefore we can forget about it. It's not we forget about it. You have to constantly review the fact that you're possibly going to be nikshal in such a thing, and that you were in a matzav where you were over the Ratzon Hashem. Elamani mikayem kekelav shavo keyo. What does it mean to be like a dog going back to his vomit? A person who is over an Avera and goes back over that Avera again, at that point, hutralo. At that point, it becomes mutter. Oh, wow, that's a great idea. Hutralo. You really think it means hutralo? I mean, in his mind, it's like complete heter. That's shakki kelev shava kiyon. Now, when one does teshuvah, so richly frotet achet, you have to say what the chet is, shenemar, because we see, once again, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, which was teshuvah for Klal Yisrael, onachata hamazechata agdola, v'yasulem elohe zahav. So what is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the chata agdola is, but that's part of the teshuvah itself, of the vidui itself, is to mention that it was a chata agdola. So says, to mention that it was elohe zahav, so says Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Look, that's the whole point of Ashri and Sui Pesha Kisui Chata'a. I mean, it's inappropriate. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu the filthy thing that you did. He knows what you did. I mean, that the point is that you don't even want to give it the credit of being important enough to talk about it. It's too disgusting. So why does Moshe say, Vayasulam Alei Zahav? That was a remiss to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's all his fault. Why do you give them so much gold? What does he expect them to do? So that's like Rabbi Yannai, this was said on the pasuk with Dei Zahav and Devorim. So over there, Dei Zahav, so much gold, you know? It's the Kesef Zahav Shir Beit on Israel. It's all that Dei Zahav, meaning, Acha Amru, die. Oh, can't take it anymore. Yoram Lem Shiasuva Zahav. Yeah, you put them in these multi-million-dollar Beverly Hill homes with their beautiful cars. What are you supposed to do? Therefore, it's actually a way of being mamayet the chet. Shnei panasim tovim abdulam liyisrael. The truth is, this whole idea of a pirsum of a chet is really dependent very much on circumstances. Look, there were two great men who were both panasim of Yisrael, Moshe and David. Moshe specifically asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say what I did wrong. That's why the pasuk says, Yan lo yamantem bilagdisheni. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu dying? Because he was not careful enough to speak to the stone. He hit the stone. Level, we understand that chait. On the other hand, David HaMelech says, no, don't say what I did. That's why it says, Ashri Nesui Pesha Kesui Chata'a. So you know what it's a marshal like? Marshal of Moshe David. You've got two women that are in Beis Din. Both of them are being punished in Beis Din. So one of them is a prostitute. So she was Mizana. The other one ate something on Shemitah that she wasn't allowed to eat. Shalok Kedar HaChila was Pagei Shviyas, wasn't even Roy HaChila. So the one who ate the Pagei Shviyas, will you do me a favor, will you? Just put in the newspaper why I was in court, you know? Because otherwise they're going to say she was the prostitute. So let them know, okay, fine, she ate Pagei Shviyas. Could have happened to anybody, you know? And that's the same thing. So therefore, what did they do for her? Hodio, she asks them, Amai loka, Shaloyam Ram, Asha Zuloka, Zuloka. So they brought Pagei Shviyas, they put it around her neck while they were beating her. So everybody should know. Total bit savarava, you machrizin, lefanea, omrima, iske shviyit, iloka. These phonies that go around, they look like big tzaddikim, and they're in charge of all the pornographic industries, and in charge of the mafia, and so on and so forth. You have to let people know what kind of people they are, because otherwise, ultimately, they're going to pass the chilul hashem. So like this, if people know now that this guy's a phony, he looks like he's a big tzaddik, and everybody knows he's not. Some people won't judge. They won't judge HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom on the basis of this person's behavior. Shenemar B'Shuv Tzadik B'Tzidko V'Asa Avel V'Natati B'Sholom V'Nav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want that people should know, because otherwise they'll say, no, you see what the way these people act. Things, terrible things happen to them. And why is that? Yeah, why is that? Because they're Rishayim Gemurim. Tshuvata Muchlatim Ma'akevet HaPuranot. The Teshuva, even of Muchlatim, that's like a Mitzorah Muchlat, absolute Russia, is Ma'akev Puranut. V'af al-pi shenechtam alav gzar din shel Puranut. Even if the gzar din is already chatum, at least you can put off the disaster by doing teshuva. Shalvat v'sha'im sofat takala. These are three rules. And even shuvat ha-mukhlatim, the idea of shalvat v'sha'im.
Three what?
Three ideas that are coming in. Shalvat v'sha'im sofat takala, allowing v'sha'im to have peace, only gives them more of an opportunity to do more averes, doesn't give them time to think and do teshuva. And becoming a rabbi is your end. Any type of power will destroy you. Arom nichnasla, you come in naked. Arom yetzei mimena, believe me, you ain't going to come out with anything. Olavai shetei yitzya kivi, olavai, you should be as clean without chataim as when you went in. And because of that, Rav, Kevin Ovid made Andino, when Rav was going out to court, and he was a dayan, so he would first remind himself of what an idiot he is. And he would say, oi, idiot walks out there out of his own free will to commit suicide. Think he's doing anything for himself, for his family, gets nothing done. Believe me, nothing good will come of this. He's going to come back home without anything to present to Peter Makovit. He should come back home as good a person as when he left home. And Rabba used to do the same thing. He would see all the people following him to be machabed him. So he would say, a person's grandeur can go up to the sky, and his head is in the clouds. Let's remember what he is. Kegalalu is a piece of, you know what, lenetzach yoveh. He's gone to the grave forever. And Ro'av Yomro, all these people looking at it will say, hey, what happened to that guy? Yo, where is he? Just in case you think you're hot stuff. You're really hot stuff. Rav Zutra, when they used to walk Rav Zutra along, they would carry him and sing, you know, it was Shabbos during Kol HaMoed when everybody had come. There's thousands of people at the drasha, and he's feeling really good about himself. He used to say, "Kilol olam chosen, v'mezer l'dor v'dor." Very, very bad. All right, excellent. Teshuvah mechaperet al averot kelot al aseh ve'alot taseh. I don't get it. Hashta lot taseh mechaperet al aseh miboy. Om Rav Yehuda, what it means is al aseh and other things like aseh, such as a lot taseh, shidita klaseh. What? And not on a real lot taseh. Halot taseh of gamur raminu. Elohein hakalot eseh ve'alot taseh, except for one lot taseh, which is lot tisa. That lot tisa, Hashem Hashem l'kach l'ashav. Over there it says b'feirush lo yinakeh. Now that means lot tisa v'chol d'domim. Tashma, Rabbi Yomer kol shu milot tisa ulamata teshuvah mechaperet. Anything which is milot tisa ulamala teshuvah tolav yom kippur mechaper. Mashma, that a normal lot taseh, which is a little bit less than lot tisa, is in fact not included, and you're saying he's not included. No, that also means lo tisav achol d'domio. Tashma, l'fi shenemar b'choreif teshuvah, where it says it, we'll see. V'nakei, so yochol, that includes even something as chomer lo tisav, tam lomar lo yinakei. That's referring to the lo yinakei, the shmi lashav, not the nakei lo yinakei. Not like Reb Yehuda. Exactly like Reb Yehuda. You said before, where does it say teshuvah? Minolan. The time of Rabbi Lozer Omer, Yev Shalomar across the board Nakei, because Nakei lo yinakei. Vyev Shalomar lo yinakei, Shepar Nemer Nakei lo yinakei. Okay, it's up. Menakei ole Shavim, Eno Menakei le Sheinan Shavim. Shov Ramati Bet Harashat Rabbi Lozer Ben Azarya in Banei's neighborhood in Rome. Shomati Arbach Lokei Kaparash Eru Bishvo Doresh. So he said to him, no. It's not really Arbach Lokei Kaparash Shloshayim. It's just that Teshuvayim Kol Achad V'yachad. And that is Avar Lasei Vishav and it says Vishav and Shemachlimo Shem Hashuv Ubanim Shavavi Avar Lota Asei Vasa Teshuva Teshuva Tolav Yom Kippur Mechab Shem Yom Asei Chaper Lechem Mikol Chatotichem Avar Kritot Umitot Beitin Vasa Teshuva Teshuva Yom Kippur Tolin Vissurim Amarkin Shem Avakat Bishav Pisham Uvidgaim Avonah. אבל מי שיש חלול השם בידו אין כוח בתשובה לתלות ולא ביום הכיפורים לחפר ולא ביסור למרק לכולם טוילן ומיתם במרק שמבינג לו באוזנוי השם צבקות אם יחופר אבון הזה לכם התבוטון איך ידום יחלול השם אמר רב גאונן שכן הביסור מיטב חבלו יבין אדום עם האלטר אמר רבי רצוני באתר דלו תווי אבל באתר דתווי you can wait for the bill אמר רבין אמרתם מחסיה זה נאטר דתווי Abaye can shock a beast from betray should fate. You know, this is a life, this is a high, the honor of the car of Lord Gabby Adari Velvet Hushpanis, I shouldn't be Christian. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, I'll give you an example. Gunana, Maskin, Abba, Amod, below to Rabba, Lot feeling. Yitzchak, the very Biana, I am a Koshek, have a rub meat by Shin Bach, much mortal. Omer Nagmar, Yitzchak, Kagot, the car, Amre, Inche, Oi, Shorel, Lamari, Lupanya. Abaye Omer, Kiritani, after the Shamalokah, she is Jim Shamai Mitaeva Yatra, She Kore, Vishoni, Mishamish, Timirahomi. עם עשאו ומתנו בנחת עם הבריאות. מה הבריאות אומרות עליו? אוי, אשרי אובי שלימדי תורה, אשרי רבי שלימדי תורה, אוי להם לבריאות שלא לימדו תורה, פלוני שלא מעט תורה, אה, וואלה, מן שרו כמה להם רחב, כמה מתוקנים מעשה, אבל אבא כתוב אומר, לא, יאמר לי, עבדי אתה יסול שבחרת פרע, אבל מי שקורא ושאני משם שאני מלך אומר, ואין מעשאו ומתנו באמונה, ואין דיבורו בנחת עם הבריאות, מה הבריאות אומרות עליו? אוי לו לפלוני שלא מעט תורה, אוי לו לאביב שלימדי תורה, אוי לו לרבי שלימדי תורה. פלוני שלמד תורה, ראו כמה מקוקלים מאסף, כמה מכוערים דרכיו. עליו הכתוב אומר, באמור למעם השם אלה, ומארצו יצאו. אומר לכם רבי חנינא, גדולה תשובה שמביא עריפות לעולם, שאמר, הרפא משובת המואבים לדבר. רבי חנינא, רבי חנינא, רומי. And the one that says, כתיב ישובו בנים שובבים, משמע למי קורא, that it's like wild kids, שובים עד להם. הוא כתיב, הרפא משובת חיכם, which means serious רפואה, לא קשה כמי אהבה כמי יראה. רבי ינא רומי כתיב שובו בנים שובבים, on the one hand, and there's another in Anochi Ba'alti Bechem, which is not Bonim anymore. As the case may be, Shovavim or Meshuvatan. And Kana Yede Yisuri, Nomer and Levi Gdol, Chuvashamakarat, Kisei Kavod, Shamashu Yisrael, Ad Hashem Alokecha. Omer Yochan Gdol, Chuvah, it's even Doichalot Asashi Betorah, because HaKadosh Baruch was over in the city, right? Shinam Ali more. And Yishlach Yishetishtov Al Chabito Vaitali Shacher. ישוב אליה עוד הלוחנוב תכניף הארץ היא ואת כלל ישראל זנית רעים רבים and nonetheless I tell you שוב אליי נו משהו אמר רבי יונתן גדול לתשובה שמביאה את הגאולה שנאמר ובא לציון גואל שווה פשע ביעקב מה אתם בא לציון גואל? שום לשווה פשע ביעקב אמר שלוש גדול לתשובה שדונס נאסס לא כשגגות שלהם אשר מישראל עד השם אלוקיך כי כשלת באבנך isn't an oven mazit? nonetheless כקורא לי מכשול what? ואומר יש לוקש גדול התשובה של צדור סעסוק לו כזכויות שם ובשוב רשמי שטוב עשה משפט וצדקה עליהם יחיה לא קשה כאן מי אבן כאן מי יראה אומר שוב אנחנו בני אומר רבי יונתן אין גאון דולה תשובה שמערך של ים ובשנותיו של אדם שם ושוב רשמי רשתו יחיה אומר רבי יצחק אמרי במערב ובשידו רוב הבא מורי בוא ראי שלו כמידת הקדוש ברוך הוא מידת בשר ודם מידת בשר ודם מקנית את חפירו בדברים who knows ספק מתפייס בן הספק אם נתפייס אם תאמר יש in the end who knows what you're going to have to pay for it ספק מתפייס בדברים ספק אם לא מתפייס בדברים אבל קדוש ברוך הוא אדם עבר עבר בסתר מתפייס בדברים שהם קוראים לכם דברים ושוב על השם ולא עוד על שמחזיק לו טובה שמרקח טוב ולא עוד על השמל עליו הכתוב כאילו יקרוף פורים שלמה הוא נשם הפורים שפתנו שמת אמר like פורי חובה which is not so great תלמוד לומר הפור משובתם אוהבים נדבה תניה הרבי מאיר אומר גדול התשובה שבשביל יחיד שעשה תשובה מוח לבלוע לכל עולם כולי שאומר הרפא משובתם אוהבים לדבר כי שווה פי ממנו ואז היא שווה פי מהם אלא ממנו. היחידה מבעל תשובה. אומר, רבי יהודה כגון שבת לידו דבר עבירה, פעם ראשונה הוא שלם ניצל ממנו. מאח ורבי יהודה, but this is only where it's אותה אישה, אותה פרק, אותו מקום. אומר, רבי יהודה, רב רומי, on the one hand it says אשרי נשוי פרשק צריכתה, on the other hand it says מחסף השאב לא יצליח. לא קשה בחד בפורסם או בחד שאין בפורסם. וזאת ברטובי, אומר, נחמן says, no, the difference is עבירות שבין אדם לחברו, and כאן בעבירות שבין אדם למוקם. תנו רבי יהודה, אומר, אדם עבירה עבירה פעם ראשונה באוכלים, לא שלם באוכלים, לא שלישית באוכלים, רביעית הקדוש ברוך הוא יצא לפד אפ אורדי, אין באוכלים, עכשיו כל אמרה שם שלושה פשעי ישראל וארבעה לא השיבנו, אין הכל ואומר, אין כל אלה יפעל אל במים שלושים גבר, מי ואומר, וכי תאם אני מלא בציבור, ויחד לא תשמע אין כל אלה יפעל אל במים שלושים גבר. תנא רבן עבירות שהתוודה עליהם יום הכיפור, אם זה לא התוודה עליהם יום הכיפור מאחר, ואם שנה מהם, then of course צריך לבדות, even יום הכיפור מאחר, ואם לא שנה בהם, וחזר להתוודה עליהם, מה עליו הכתוב אומר, ככלב שובל כיו, כסיל שנה בעיוותו. ובלעז ביעקב אומר, what's wrong with that? קושקי, שהוא משובח, שם הכיפשעי הנעידה וחטאתי נגדי תמיד, אלא מה אני מקיים ככלב שובל כיו, that's קרבונה. דיורנו, כאילו שובל אומרם, עבירה ושנה בו, then הוטרלו, סעקדאי תחלמה, נעשית לו כתר. And when he's mitvade, צריך לפרט את החיד, שמרן השם חטא המזה, חטא הגדולה, ויעשו לנו לזהב. So this is Rabbi Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva says, no, on the contrary, אשרי נצוי פרשק, שרי חטא. So why does Moshe mention, ויעשו לנו לזהב, to blame הקדוש ברוך הוא, and to get them off the hook? Rabbi Yanai, דום Rabbi Yanai, when it says, ודי זהב, אמר משה לבני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו שלום, כסף זהב שבית עליהם לישראל, עד שאמרו די, ודי זהב, גרם להם שיעשו לו לזהב. שני פרנסים טובים עמדו להם לישראל, משה ודוד. משה אמר, יכתב צורכני, שם יענו, האמנתי בי להקדישני. דוד אמר, אל יכתב צורכני, שם אשר נשוי פשע, כשהוא חטאה. משל למשה ודוד, למה הדבר דומה? לשתי נשים שלקו בביתין, אחת קלקלה ואחת אכלה פגי שביעית. אמרה להם אותה שאכלה פגי שביעית, פלדום יפה ואומר, הודיעו, מה היא לוקה? שלא אמרו, מה צריך לא לוקה, זו לוקה. הביאו פגי שביעית ותולו בצווארה, והיו מאחריזים לפרעברים על עסקי שביעית היא לוקה. מפרסמים את החנפים מפני חילול השם שאומר שוב צדיק בצדקו ויעשה עוול ונתתי מכשול לפניו that people should find out that he's a חנף. תשובת המוחלטים מעכבת הפורענות אף בשנך למלאב גזרדין של פורענות שעבד רשעים סופת הקלה אין רשות אז מקברת את בעליה ארום נכנס לה, ארום יצא ממנה ולווה שתי יציאה כביעה רב כאבי נפק למיד דינה אמר אוקי בצוו נאב של הקטול הנפק צוו בית אלתו עבד ראי כאן לבית הזו לווה שתי ביעה כיציאה רובה כאבי נפק לדין אומר הכי בצוו נפשי כתול נפק וצוו ביתי לתואבי דרק אל הביתי עוזר לווי שתי ביה קיציע וכי איך אבי חוזי אמבוע הבטרי אבי אמר אם יעלה לשמיים ציו וראש של האב יגיע כגל הלון הנצח יובד רואב יאמר יאמרו היו רב זוטרה כי אבי מקצת לשבת הדריגלה אבי אומר כי לא לעולם חוסן ונזר לדור ודור
Yesterday we were talking about the din of tshuva being mechaper. We went through the various dargas in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that we went through chata, sashem hadayin. The Gemara was mechalek between that and hashem tolui. We know makipurim itself would be mechaper same kapora. And then we had misa in yom makipurim. And then we started discussing tshuva per se. There's a tshuva alone is mechaper on averot kalot, and it listed in averot kalot. Ase v'lo tase. Whereas for chamurot, the tshuva is only tola, so it's matzil from yisurim, but it's not mechaper completely until Yom HaKippurim comes along. So the Gemara asks yesterday that based on the shita, it says over here al ase v'lo tase. So the approach that reviewed the shita review that we had yesterday that explained what would be the point of saying both ase and lo tase. It's obvious that if it's mechaper and lo tase, so mechaper and ase could have said tshuva mechaper is al lo tase, so obviously al ase. And then go on. So Rav Yehuda's answer yesterday was that it creates here by saying that a set of asay in which the only things that would be mechaper are things similar to asay. So a lav aditak asay would be an asay. But a lav gamur is not included in a set that includes asay. That was Rav Yehuda's approach. Yesterday the Gemara asks on the last line of Pehei Amud Beis, asks the Gemara about lo taseh gamur lo. Is that true? That when it comes to an actual lo taseh, which is not a lav aditak asay. So in such a case, You're telling me that tshuva would not be mechaper for aminu. It says beferush in the Braita, Elohim kalot. The following are considered to be averot kalot, which tshuva is mechaperatan. Asay velot asay. It says beferush velot asay chutz milot tisa. Now we're assuming that the reason that lotisa would be an exclusion to the rule is because by the lotisa Hashem Hashem lekefal hashav, it says ki lo yinake Hashem lasher yisar shemon hashav. So there it says beferush, I'm not willing to be mavater lo yinake. But in anything else where it doesn't say lo yinake, despite the fact that it's similar to lotisa and being a lotase gomul, lotisa is not connected to an asay. And nonetheless, it says over here that other than lotisa, tshuva would be mechaper. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, only a lavani takla say tshuva would be mechaper. How does Rabbi Yehuda explain that? And says the Gemara, lotisa is here used as the model for lotasa. That's the point. We're not saying lotisa is miuchad, that there's something about shmo that makes it different. We're saying lotisa things. When I say lotasa, I mean a lotasa, but not a lotasa like lotisa. Because of a lotase like lotisa is a lotase gamur, and a lotase gamur it won't be mechapara. Just as it says by lotisa itself, lo yinake. Koshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shehu mi lotisa v'lamata tshuva mechapara. Anything from lotisa down, tshuva is mechapara, or includes a lotase. Mi lotisa v'lamala, there you need tshuva tolav yom kippurim mechapara. So again, if we assume that lotisa, it certainly seems pretty clear from here that lotisa is in a unique category. Lotisa is in the middle, between the chamurot. The chamurot have a kapora, which includes tshuva v'yama kippur. The below kitisa have a kapora, which is tshuva alone. Lotisa stands alone, I assume, because of lo yinake. Again, adds up very well. Says the Gemara, no. It means, again, lotisa is included. It's not an exclusion. It's kelotisa v'chol d'domilei, which means that what we'll have to say is that the initial statement, the lotisa and downwards, is meant as the demarcation between what tshuva is mechaper is only below lotisa. From lotisa up, which is the continuation, there you need tshuva yom kippurim, which is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. It was anything similar to lotisa, which, by the way, would include also, and here we have the question, called the d'domilei, would include even a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. It's not considered dibur. And dibur is miyuchad, so lotisa is considered to be a lav of dibur. Okay, so that means that what we're trying to do is, in any lav, which is not a lav in itaklase, even though it may, in fact, not entail a maaseh, and therefore you would say it's lower than other lavim in that sense, anything from lotisa up still requires a yom kippur to be mechaber. Tashma, lefi she'ne'emar b'chorev, teshuvah, and it also says v'nakei. And that's part of the Yud Gimel Nidas. Nasei avon v'fesha v'chata'a v'nakei. And that occurs right there at Har Sinai, where Moshe Rabbeinu is shown the Midot HaRachamim. And that's in the context of tshuva. How we know that, the Gemara is going to ask later, but who says it's in the context of tshuva? So it says over there, v'nakei. So yochol af lo tisai ma'en, you might think that that v'nakei means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to be v'nakei, even the lav of lo tisa. Tamud lomar lo yinakei. Therefore, the Torah says, no, when it comes to lo, but don't confuse this with the lo yinakeh that follows nakeh. It's not vilo yinakeh. It's not vilo yinakeh. That we will darshan later. Here we're talking about the lo yinakeh that occurs in the dibreis with the lotisa. Ki lo yinakeh Hashem es Hashem. So therefore, it says, by ki tisa, the words lo yinakeh, which obviously mean that the iser of lotisa is not included in the nakeh. Otherwise, it's a contradiction. Notice, in this particular thing, I'm telling you, lotisa, that's not going to help you to do teshuva. But other things, yeah, yinake. Yochol af shar chayavei lavin ken. You might think that lotisa is just a model for all lavim. No, you can't say that because tablut lomar, lo yinake is davka asher yisa et shmo lashav. That's a didn't shmo. The pasuk is stressing why lo yinake, because there is a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved, in which there's a particular hakpada. Otherwise, why say it? Shmo L'Hashem, just say, Lo Yinakei Hashem, it's a Shero Veral Mitzvotav, and so on. So that means that it's a din specifically in Lotisa. So that means Shmo Deinu Menakei. Havo Menakei Shar Chayavei Lavin. That is saying very clearly that Tshuva would, in fact, be Mechaper al Shar Chayavei Lavin without Yom HaKippur. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Only Chayavei Lavin that a Nitek Laseh, Tshuva will be Mechaper. And here the Tana says Beferich. Not that way. Says the Gemara, agreed. But it's a machlokes tanoim, so that what we have, in fact, is two shitas. One shita that is saying kosho miloti salamata, which means dafka. In other words, anything loti sa up means all avim would not be included. But this man, the Omar, will see exactly the brightest Esau bin Mufurash, that there is such a shita. This man, the Omar, clearly holds otherwise, and that is that the tshuva without Yom HaKippurim would be mechaper al shar chayav eladim, and lo tisa would be a very special case because of et shmo lashav. Tetanya, al ma tshuva mechaperet al asei v'al lo tase shenitak v'asei. Here you see, Rav Yehuda Shita, clearly, don't try to tell me that because we find this beferish of brighta, so then Rav Yehuda, the Amira, should have assumed that this is the pshat in all of the brightot, and not say that the kitisa is a ma. And as we seem to have shown that his approach is wrong. Two times we found brightot. Two times he claimed lotisa is being used as a model. Therefore it's not a kash on him. Now we find a brighter that says beferush, that lotisa is not a model. Lotisa is an exclusion. And that other lavim indeed would be included in the teshuvah without Yom HaKippurim. Isn't that a fatal blow to Rav Yehuda, to Rav Yehuda? Says the Gemara, would be. Except that now I can prove to you that there is in fact a shita. Here's a bright I'm about to teach you. That shows that a lota se anitak lase and only anitak lase is mechupar al yedei teshuvah, exactly as Rav Yehuda said. In which case, we have a right to say that there's another shita, and that's all the Rav Yehuda was saying. So tanoi, titania, amat teshuvah nechaperet, only alase va lota se shenitak lase, just like Rav Yehuda said. Amat teshuvah tola v yom hakippurim is needed to be mechaper, al kritut, al mitot beitin, v'al lota se gamur. So in other words, if not for the to Yom HaKippurim, a lota segamur will not find its kapora. It will find a tlia. A tlia means that the impact of the ra remains on the person. Nonetheless, the tshuva serves as a barrier to puranut. In the Rambam's lashon, tris lifnei ha-puranut. So it's as if you're wearing a shield. Okay, the tshuva acts as a shield, but a shield doesn't do anything to you. It just shields you from the impact that's coming from the outside, in which case it would be tailor from Yisurin. But that's not the reason that the person wants to do teshuva, b'ikar. The person wants to do teshuva to find himself changed. A teshuva of such a thing without a Yom HaKippurim does not find the person changed, it just finds him protected. So he's not cleansed from the problem. In which case, this is the shita indeed of Rabbi Yehuda. Now let me get back to the diuk that was made previously in the Braita from the word v'nake on Har Sinai, which was the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, and then we were using the lo yinake, which appeared by kitisa, by lo tisa, as an exclusion from the klal of yinake. You said over there in the Braita that it says on Har Sinai teshuva with yinake. Where does it say teshuva? How do you know yinake has anything to do with teshuva? Moshe asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, areini na drakecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him to Amara and shows him the midah yinake. Where does it say that the Vinake requires the Shuvah, that the Braita should say Bedavka requires the Shuvah? Maybe all it does is require tefillah. Yeah, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he dressed up Kivayachol as a Shliach Tzibur, put on a talis, and he said, whenever you say these, you'd give on me this rock, we made him Shavim Reika. Maybe that means without Shuvah. You get up there, Shliach Tzibur begs for forgiveness. Can't say I'm not going to do it again tomorrow, but, you know, I'd like to be forgiven. Maybe that's good enough. Who says you have to have Shuvah B'chol? The Tanya. We only know this from the analysis in the following braita. Rabbi Elazar Omer, I efshar lomar nake. How can you believe that God will be forgiving if it says beferush lo yinake? It says he will not be forgiving. So what are you telling me, nake? On the other hand, I efshar lomar lo yinake. Well, you're going to say God will not be forgiving if he says beferush kvar ne'amar nake. Now, this is not to be confused with the lo yinake we mentioned 2 minutes ago. That lo yinake occurred in the pasuk of lo tisa shem Hashem Elokecha l'shav. And there it says lo yinake. Here it's in the same pasuk. V'nake lo yinake. What's that supposed to be? Make up your mind. Ela, it's clearly telling you. Okay, it's that. Minake u l'shavim ve'ino minake le'ino shavim. So it means that the pasuk itself is opening up on haga both of v'nake and of a lo yinake without giving us the information. It's rather obvious that when you say v'nake, it means in a context in which nikayon is reasonable, appropriate, which is that a person is chozer from his meisim. Lo yinake is saying, don't think I'm just going to forget about it. You're going to have to deal with it. So that the teshuvah is the way of dealing with it. But that means that I now have a right to say that it was nemar b'chorev teshuvah v'nake. Sha'al Reb Matya ben Charash et Reb Elozer ben Azariah Beromi. Shamata arba'a chilukei kapara she'aya Reb Yishmael Doresh. Did you hear about the four separate chilukim of what things are mechaper? Here he's talking about those things that are mechaper that we can do. And he was Doresh then from Sukkim. Said Reb Elozer ben Azariah to Reb Matya, the original gear says Omar Lo, Shiloshahein. The truth is there aren't really four Gidrei Kapara. There are three Gidrei Kapara. Teshuvah is included with each one of those three Gidrei Kapara. And then there's Teshuvah itself. But in other words, you can't call the four. There are four, but one of them is Teshuvah. But that Teshuvah is innate in all of them. There's no such thing as any Kapara without Teshuvah. Therefore, Be'ikar, when you're talking about Kapara, you're talking about that which is external to the tshuva. Those are three. And tshuva is with each one of them. So you could analyze tshuva on its own. You can analyze now tshuva with Yom Kippur. Tshuva with Yisuri. Tshuva with Misa. Fine. But that's not really for Gidrei Kapara. He's not arguing on it. He just doesn't like the Hagdora because the truth is they're not really comparable. You can't call the given to the allowance of Kapara to that which is a separate getter of Kapara. So in other words, teshuvah allows for hanhog of kapara, always. Without it, there's nothing. Not the Yisurin is mechaper, not the Yom Kippurim is mechaper, not the Mis is mechaper, but you could call the teshuvah a separate Gidrei kapara.
Nothing for you.
That's details. But the point is, teshuvah is the given for creating a context in which nikayon is possible. Now you want to talk about the different Gidrei kapara? There's three other things, fine. But teshuvah is required on all levels of kapara. So, first start with tshuva itself, without Gidrei Kapara that comes from the outside. Aval asei, somebody was over in the mitzvah asei, vishav, he does tshuva, eno zaz misham achem ochalim lo. His mechila is instantaneous. Shinemar shuvu banim shovavim. Banim shovavim means you look at the child, it's being a little wild, out of control, it's like, he's so wild. It's almost an essential forgiveness. You got to take this seriously. So is he a rascal? Exactly. Little rascals. Okay.
Is
not saying Kriyat Shema. It could be even with Asiya. Could be even with Asiya. Over Alota Sevi Asat Teshuvah. So then the Teshuvah indeed is Tola, so that it becomes the trees Bifnei HaPuranut. So it creates a barrier against any type of Honesh and Yisurin. Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Shinemar ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem mikol chatotechem. So the day itself, the etzumai shoyim, is mechaper. How about avar al kritut and mikot beitim? Suppose the yisur that he was over was a chiyav misa in Bezna or a chiyav kores. So there, if he does teshuvah and Yom HaKippurim together are teila from yisurin. And the yisurin that ultimately come on him for the miruk of his chait, our memarkin, complete the kapara, and make it completely clean.
I think tshuva and Yom Kippur means...
So here the din of tailing is different, because the puranut is different than yisurin. It's important to note that. Puranut is payback. And teshuva creates a tris bifnei puranut. It doesn't matter what level of chait it is. That's not part of the deal. You will never be open to puranut. Yisurin, on the other hand,
as soon as you do tshuva. So then what do you need?
You weren't here, you came late. We just explained that there's an inyan of kapara, which is what the person really seeks. It's seeking personal tikkun, so he wants something that changes himself, not that just prevents God from punishing him. That's not enough. That's not what he's looking for when he's driven by tshuva. One second. So we have puranut. Puranut, as the Rambam says, is not yisurin. Puranut means piraon. It's like you pay up a debt. Piraon, poreya. Pay up means ra'ui, that's the person, whatever, the gidorim are, be the keneged meter, and so on, but it's this particular thing that you deserve for this behavior. Yisurin has nothing to do with you deserve for your behavior. Yisurin is part of life. So yisurin haba'im elav, that is a payback for your chet. But part of life, the Rambam calls it time.
Time.
Amazing, yes. He says there are some things that are mitzchaper on the spot, and something required time. What does it have to do with time? That's the point. Because time will tell. Life teaches you lessons. So the yisurin haba imei love, not the kamim yuchad, the yisurin of life. Those things will end up being memarek the kapara. So what does that mean, memarek? Memarek means completely cleansed, which obviously means that there was an element of kapara before. Where was that kapara? That was the kapara of Yom HaKippurim. It's not that the Yom HaKippurim didn't act on it. It's just that the roshim of issues that are korek means a cutoff. Yom HaKippurim doesn't restore that cutoff. But it will be mechaper, the other elements that are within you. So in other words, we're talking, that's why it's saying it's so important to recognize gidrei kapara. The Rambam is medayik, I believe, is my understanding. This is my understanding of the Rambam, is that what the Rambam, the reason that he says there's three, not four, is because if you take a look at the impact of the tshuva in terms, or in respect to the mitzvahs asei, it doesn't mention the word kapara. It mentions the word mechila. Eino zazvicham atshemo chalim. What does that have to do with gidrei kapara? You ask for the gidrei kapara. A whole different deal, right? So I can't include just the fact of mechila in the requirement for kapara. Because essentially what you're saying is that there is no necessary kapara when it comes to an asei. The only thing that's missing is mechila. In which case, attainment of mechila provides all the elements of nikui, and therefore it's included a kapara, but it's not arba gidrei kapara. You see? This is why we can't really include it as a separate issue. Kapara means that something needs to address the problem that's outside of you. There was the ra. What are you going to do about the ra? The asei does not create ra. The asei has an impact on you. So if you get mechila, then that's what's wrong with the world. Right? You need mechila. The moment that you get that mechila, so everything is right with the world. When it comes to anything else, you can get mechila, but the world is all messed up. It's not right. Harmony has not been reestablished. But so on and so forth. Besides which, the impact on you has not been reduced. So those are issues that require korbanos, or on you requires yisurin, Yom HaKippurim, Misa, and so on. Okay? So it's very important to be b'chalak between these inyanim. There's piroim, there's yisurin. There's kapara on the essence of evil externalized, which none of these things address. There's kapara, which is memarek, your own problems, that you're not the same person you used to be, that this restores. But each one of these has different levels. As far as addressing the actual evil, that requires either punishment in Beit Din, or bringing a Karban Chatas, or bringing a Karban Asham, or repayment in cases where repayment is possible. Those things the Rambam lists separately. After listing those things, he says, well, what about if none of those things are available? You have no Beis Hamikdash, you have no Beis Din, you have no Mizbeach. So then what? Then you're left with nothing. All you have is tshuva. All you have is tshuva. And then he goes on, all you have is tshuva, and tshuva is mechap on everything. So, okay, fine, thanks. I'll manage. Obviously, tshuva is not really mechap on everything, because then you'd be potter from the korban. Not only are you not potter from the korban after tshuva, you're not potter from the korban after tshuva of Yom HaKippurim. So clearly we're using the word differently in different contexts. If you need to address evil, which exists completely outside of the fact that you were the one who did it, there is a mechanism that's required that forces you to address it. Those mechanisms are magical. They're not in your hand. That the Torah says, bring a carbon. Bring a carbon, addresses evil. I'll take care of that. Don't worry about it, buddy. Just bring your carbon, right? Okay, so those are, same thing is true. And my getting beaten is misacking evil. That's not your problem. Just go and get beaten. I'll take care of addressing evil, you see? So that is a separate section. Then comes tshuva. After tshuva, says the Rambam, and besides tshuva, for instance, ein shem ela tshuva, there's nothing but tshuva. And then he says, oh yeah, but there's also Yom Kippur, there's also Yisurin, there's also, what's the oh yeah? See, that's exactly the point that Rabbi Elazar was making. Don't make it for gidrei kapara, tshuva, then Yom Kippurim, then Yisurin, they're not for gidrei kapara, it's all tshuva. That's the only thing that basically makes the difference. The question is, this idea of what's left inside of you that still requires addressing outside of your keches, what does that? Itzuma shalyayim, the din of Yisurin, the din of Misa. So basically you start off with all of the gidrei kapara that affect evil externally, korbanos, einshim, tashlumim. You then get to the underlying nature of addressing evil, tshuva, and then you go on to those things which are memarek oneself, which an essay doesn't require, because they know that's which I'm not sure. Then you get the shloisha, gidrei kapara, tshuva with Yom HaKippurim, tshuva with Yisurin, tshuva with Misa, in certain cases, as we'll see. And that is the full picture, which the Rambam gives over in its entirety in the first paragraph of the tshuva. Okay. Rabbi, yes?
Do we have a definition of Rabbi Elazar's shavim? What is shavim?
Where?
Rabbi Elazar's definition.
The assumption is that it means tshuva. As we said, tshuva.
We are, but we haven't defined what that is.
As far as I've seen it said, I don't know if it's accurate, that you need some kind of kavana for your surah to be alive.
Tshuva, it says Yisurin Haba Imalav Mibarki. Haba Imalav means without Kavana. I don't know where that would come from.
How does that work?
Because people are taught things in life if they have a prepared mind, so to speak, right? Serendipity only strikes people that are prepared for it. So the serendipity of getting your head bashed in is also a very useful thing if you have a prepared mind. What you mean is ma oshan ladas af yisurin ladas, which means you have to be makabel them, the Gemara says. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to be makabel them for kapora, but that means the impact of yisurin over there was referring to yisurin shalava. So what you're saying is not without basis, but I'm not sure that it would be correct to apply it to the din of yisurin in terms of kapora, because that's not where the sugya in Brokas, where we had that, is not in terms of kapora, but rather in terms of gilos chus and so on. Could be that we have a right to learn one from the other. It's an interesting question that you raise. I'm not sure what the answer is.
So what's the point of saying a lay that you serve right?
You're
saying you have the right. What's the point of that? The whole idea is
that
you serve. There's
Yisurim
Rahim. So the
Rahim
is there.
Yeah. Exactly. Just like there's Chasadim, there's Chasadim Tovim. What do you ask for? Gomel Chasadim Tovim. I say, is it Chasadim by definition Tovim? What do I need that it should be Chasadim Tovim? It's the same thing with Yisurim. Yisurim Rahim.
But the Rebbe's same shot is that the idea is that we're learning life's lessons. So then whatever...
You should hope to be able to learn those lessons without Yisurim Roy. So Yisurim Roy leave you permanently damaged. I mean, you're basically going to be damaged goods. You may have learned an awful lot, but you're going to be damaged goods. I mean, you see, there's plenty of people like that. So as a result of the lessons that they've learned, they've also lost a lot of their self-confidence. They've also lost a lot of their family or whatever it is. I'm saying these are things that are real losses. The person is left as a balmum. Not as somebody. So that's Yisurim Rayim. You're certainly asking, without Yisurim Rayim, that there should be a miracle. What's so not understandable?
Contrary to that which doesn't tell me it's stronger.
No, not contrary to. It's still true, but to be stronger because you lost your legs and have good muscles because you've been walking around on crutches for 5 years is what much stronger, but it doesn't mean it's necessarily something to look forward to. Okay. Avar, the last chelik is, Avar akritot umitot bedin v'yasa tshuva. How about if it was already over on chamur averes? There tshuva yom ha-kipurim is chelin. Yisurin ha-memarkin. How do I know that? Shenema upakadati b'shevet pisham. In other words, they have to be beaten. They have to be hurt in order for the Avain and Pesha to disappear. Note that over here there's a stress in Avain and Pesha, whereas before it talked about Mikol Chatoteche. So Chet was included in the earlier. Here, Avain and Pesha is mentioned. Aval, and here's the last, the most chomor. Mi sheyesh chilul Hashem biyado. Now, the question is, and it seems to be a machlokas rishonim, what Chilul Hashem are we talking about? Rashi learns Chilul Hashem b'yado has nothing to do with the general Chilul Hashem, which has to do with the Isser, let's say, of being Eved Abed Azar, for instance, under threat of being shot. That's the definition of the Ahavtas Hashem l'kechet, so that's the fact that I'm b'chuyif to be a Meitzer Nefesh for the Kiddush. But this Chilul Hashem, Rashi says, is a reference to causing other people to be chayten. So it's not the chilul per se that's the problem. It's that how could you gain a kapora for having been the agent of everybody else's chait? There's a different issue over here. So there, if you have, the Rambam says beferish, not like that. But rather the chilul Hashem means that bisha'ah, that you were over, on the avera, that you were over, that you also were mechalal Hashem in so doing. But if you were just mechalal Hashem, in this sense of making other people, then it wouldn't, that's not included in this. Let's say you do something that's completely mutter. As we'll see examples of. And in doing so, you cause people to be chayte. According to the Rambam, this is not included. This is it's only b'sha'ah she'avar.
But he brings this in Pei Chamishim, in Surah Torah.
That's a different din. He agrees. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he calls this chelek miyuchad. There's a separate area called Chilul Hashem, which is not the main mitzvah. But it's not what's being referred to, according to him here, which is very strange, because the Gemara asks in a moment, Hechidami Chilul Hashem. It's very strange. But Lemaisa, he makes it very clear that that's how he's understanding the sugya. So in any event, Rashi says, Beferish is not like that. The Chilul Hashem that we're referring to here is the very fact of causing other people to be chayteh. And that requires mita. How do we know that? Shenema v'niglaba oznoi, says the Navi, from Hashem Tzvakot.
Im yechupar ha'avon hazeh lachem al temutun. There will be no kapora until your death. Hechidomi chilul Hashem, which the Pashtus is a reference to this sugya, which is what Rashi is explaining. Omar Rav, kegon ana, somebody like me, who does something completely mutter, ishakilna bistro bitif, I walk into the butcher shop, take a pound of meat, and I don't pay immediately. Now, I'll send you in a check at the end of the month. People may consider that, either that I walked out without paying, that's what they'll think. There's other Rishonim who say, very interesting shot. They'll think that he gave it to me for free in exchange for some kulas and Ilkas Trefus, maybe. But that's a chilul Hashem, because people will then be, according to the first shot, Mizalzal and Gezela. According to the second shot, there'll be Mizalzal and Isurim. Omer Abaye, lo shana levatu de lo tavi. Of course, it's only in a place where they don't generally send out a bill at the end of the month, and that's the way everybody buys. I mean, everybody buys and pays by the end of the month. So then, after the tavi, let love. If he sends out bills, certainly it would be silly for somebody to say something like that. Omer Avina, by the way, just everybody should know, Mata Machas, you know where we live? Definitely that's the place where they send out bills. Whew. I ain't ever paid my bill right on the spot. Abaya, Kiddushakil Bisr, Mitre Shufi. Now, Abaya, if he would buy Bosser in a butcher shop that had two owners, he would always pay twice. So that he would first pay one shutaf, and then he would pay the other shutaf, Yovi Zizilai, Vizilai. And then he would get a receipt, bring the two of them together, and said, okay, I overpaid, refund him. But otherwise, the other guy would say, I don't remember his paying, whichever one he hadn't paid. In order to avoid that problem, he paid both. So then he brought them together, Vavit Khushban, and that way they made a cheshbon and they saw that. You don't always get them, sorry? Yeah, but what if the partner doesn't ask, did he pay? People never find out. They always assume the worst. Why would they? I'm going to ask when I have good things to say about Abaye. I should ask, maybe he's okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Gagon Ana, Demazgina Arbamot, Belot Torah, Belot Tefillin. Somebody sees me walking down the street. Now, Lamaisa, I am so worn out. I'd rather be watching a movie. That's the truth. But they don't know that I'm worn out from doing all of this learning. They think I'm Stama Batlan. So I have no choice. I have to look like I'm thinking about Torah, and I dress up for the job, you know. But that's how Rashi learns it. Because nobody's going to know that right now I just can't handle it. And they said, don't think that I'm a Batlan. I said, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to worry about keeping his awareness straight and his head on. I should worry. So therefore, if I would go without looking like I know what I'm doing, it would be bad news. The way Rabbi Yanai Omar, Koshech HaVeirav Mitbayishin Machmat Shmuato. Here, this guy has friends. His friends, obviously, being Rabbanan. If we're talking about someone who's on a darga, whatever this darga is, in which his friends are embarrassed by him. If friends are embarrassed by him, then obviously other people are learning the wrong thing. I mean, his own friends are embarrassed.
What is it embarrassed by? It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. It was something embarrassing.
But he didn't do anything.
No. That was he caused this. In other words, we're saying he did something. Now the question is, you want to give me a particular getter. So you said, even if he did something that was mutter. Okay, so then at what point, I mean, would we consider it to be a chilul Hashem if it's mutter? I mean, how are you going to define it as a chilul Hashem? Well, the fact is, if it's embarrassing, then the fact that it's mutter doesn't matter. If his friends are saying, oh gosh, how could he have done that, right? So what do you mean, what is it that he do? It doesn't matter. I mean, one of us should be known as this. I mean, it's mezalzel in our position. So that is a raya. I don't have to make a survey out there and find out whether people, in fact, are learning maisim roya. If the chaverim feel, if people like him, feel that to them it's embarrassing, so then that means that they hold that it's something that people see and look at as being inappropriate. So then that itself means it's a chilul Hashem. It's a very simple hagdarah. This is why I don't have to go around. Everybody's giving a marshal. What would people think if they saw me without talis and tefillin? So he's saying it's a complete. Would I have to look at what would people think? What do your friends think? That's the point. How do they feel about the way people look at you? Abaye Amar. Sorry, Omrim Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Kegonda Ka'amri Inche. Look, the general rule is, if people are saying, Shorele Mori Laplanya, God should only forgive so-and-so, so then that means that so-and-so is somebody in their mind who requires forgiveness. So even though they're not saying, no, sorry, but say we can be Mekel, if that's the way he is, but that means that's the impact that it's making.
And that is a philosophy.
Yeah, again, this is how Rashi is learning, because it's Gerim them to be Chayti.
How are they supposed to?
No, because if I need to say God forgive him, I can certainly not worry about me, right? I mean, if he could do it. Abayama Kidatanya. Abaya says, look, it's basically a brighter. What are we all sitting here bashing our heads against the wall? Brighter defines it. V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha means, I mean, you say V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha is the indication of the requirement for Mesiras Nefesh, and it's technical, and so on. But doesn't it also mean Shehei Shem Shamayim Mitaev Al Yadecha? V'Ahavta Shem Elokecha means cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to be loved. That means that a person, Sheikarei V'Shoyinu V'Shamesh V'Tamidei Chachamim, a person reaches the darga that he's supposed to be as Ben Yisrael. And that means Yehei Masa'o Umatano B'Nachas Im Abriyos. This person who acts properly with people. So what do people say about him? Oh, Ashrei Aviv Shalim Dei Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shalim Dei Torah. Oylem Labriya Shalom Lamdu Torah. What a chaval that not everybody's like this guy. And it must be the fact that he's learned that has brought him to this madrega. So they come to recognize the value of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and Mitzvahs, that somebody comes out from it being an object of admiration. Ploni Shalom HaTorah. Re'u Kama Noim Ha'adrachav. Kama Metukanim Ma'asav. So that's what the Torah refers to when it talks about Vayomer Li'Avdiyata Yisrael Asher B'chayet Pa'er. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds himself, so to speak, being looked up to because of such a nation. On the other hand, Mi shekorei v'shonei v'shamesh tamidei chachamim ve'ein maso matano be'emuna ve'ein diburo b'nachat im abriyot. How about somebody who doesn't act with full honesty? Somebody who doesn't speak correctly, nicely to people. Some abriyot amrot alav. Ah, what was the point? That's what... You see the way the Yisraelim act. Look at what it means to be Yeshiva Bocher. Oy lo leploni shalamat Torah. Oy lo laviv shalim do Torah. Oy lo lerabo shalim do Torah. Ploni shalamat Torah ru kama bekukalim ma'asav. Look at the way he acts. Kama mechuarim drachav. His path is so ugly. Ve'alavat katuv omer. And it's about that the Torah says. Vayavo al aguim asher bo sham. Vayechalalu et shmi. It's beferish over there. Vayechalalu et shem kotshi. Be'emor lehem. Because what are they saying, basically? People say about them, Am Hashem Eila. Yeah, these are the Jewish people. Umeyatzo Yatzo. They came out from his country. This is an Israeli cab driver. What's he doing here? So in other words, the point is, here Rashi says the point is, an additional point, that the Yisurim, the Golus, that falls on Klal Yisrael because of their actions. So people say, not because of the way they're acting, people say, look at this. God couldn't protect his people. They're here, they all are scattered all over the world. When they don't take into consideration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent them into Golas. It's that, the chosen people are chosen for problems. This is how the whole world laughs about it. It's not just a laughing stock. That's a Kalash. Not the question of your Maisim. That's a different issue. This is a Bayah. That's what the Tanya is saying. If Lamaisa people can learn to be Mezalzel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah and his Hanhoga, so then Vayichalalu Hashem Kutshi.
But being sent out isn't our responsibility.
It is our responsibility. Our responsibility. Omer Kama bar Rabbi Chanina, Gedolah Teshuvah Shemeviyah Refuah La'olam. Teshuvah is grand because it brings the world curing, healing. So it heals the world. Shneimar Erpa Meshuvah Sam Ohavim Nedava. Restores love, restores healing, and the lashon is Erpa. So Erpa, somebody is coming back Meshuvatam. So then it's Erpa. I will fix it. Cure it, heal it. Reb Chama Rebbe Chanina Rami. Where interestingly, Reb Chama Rebbe Chanina viewed that as a problem. He shows that the pasuk seems to be a contradiction. On one hand, it says Shuvu Bonim Shovevi. Shovevi means, I wake up. Shovevi means that you are out of control, rascally. What kind of children are you? Right, that's a bunch of rascals. Okay, so that means that the Mikarash of you're defining our behavior. Our behavior is behavior of a young kid, okay, so it's a little out of control. And then it says, Erpa Meshuvatam, I will heal you. I mean, heal you means you got a serious illness. You're left with the impact of having been ill, but you're healed. And it's not the same thing as saying you're a little rascal with a little smile and a wink of the eye. So which one is it? Do we need healing and we're left with the effects of a serious infection, or do we just have some fun? Now, how do you explain that? Answers Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina. Lokasha, kan mi ahava, kan mi yirah. Depends what the drive of the teshuva is. So if the drive of the teshuva is love, so then you looked at it as a rascal, you didn't grow up yet, and now you're mature and humanistic. So then that doesn't leave any ratio. But a teshuva that is coming from yirah, that's basically just that you're acting in your own, what you view to be needed interests, maybe not even your best interests, but you've got not much of a choice under the circumstances. The best interests would actually be to be able to keep having fun, but what can you do? So there, it's only a refuah. You'll notice that the Rambam does not make this chilek anywhere. But that's because he understands that the nature of Ava Meira never has to do with the particular act that you're doing of tshuva now. Ava Meira is the context of your life, not of the tshuva. So Khan, that's how he learns the whole sugya. He has the whole parak, the tenth parak, that defines the difference between Ava and Yira in general, not in terms of tshuva. So the person's life is defined as a person who's acting purely out of the smallness of concern for what might happen to him. Will he go to hell or will he get Olam Haba? I mean, that's stupid. Who cares? It's only important for you. Basically, nobody else could care about it. Or the desire to live, which is Aseh Satov, because when I said I met, we think she met. That's a human being. That's Ava. But those are two completely different forms of life. You can't suddenly become an Oif in terms of doing tshuva for this one act. Tshuva is the entire context. So now you're Shab, mitoch that tshuva. So what am I going to say? Oh, chi, do tshuva mi'av. Thanks a lot. It's a completely meaningless statement. If I were a person who reached a madrega that my life is a life of Ava, then by definition the tshuva I'll do is also tshuva of Ava, just like everything else I do in my life. There's no possible way to do tshuva mi'ava if you're not an Oif, right? By definition, so either my life is driven by Ava or it's not. Otherwise, you're fooling yourself. You know, I love God so much, I want to return to Him. Yeah? So like everything else, where you never think about Him, He's not important in your life, is that, that's the way you love? Very interesting. You know, 50 ways to say goodbye, basically. The only time I'm interested is where it comes to, you know, I'm basically worried, so I'll do tshuva mi'ava. But it's a joke. So therefore, the Rambam says, obviously, it's not included in Yochas Tshuva in terms of how to be shav. It's not included in how to live. It's amazing. Without the Rambam, everybody actually walks around believing that there's two types of tshuva. There's tshuva mi'ava, tshuva mi'ira. As if it's possible to be shav either mi'ava or mi'ira. Amazing. It takes the Rambam to point out how stupid that is.
He's learning the Gemara.
It's not the Gemara. He's learning life. Obviously, it doesn't mean to be shav mi'ava or to be shav mi'ira. It means to do tshuva mi'ava. Do teshuva means recreating the context of your life. You can't just go through the actions of Ava unless you're not. It's a davar pasha. There's a different way of learning this.
Maybe we should start Chazaras on Monday.
Maybe. Rav Yehuda and Rambam.
Is yours are almost included in Ava?
No. Yeah. Yirat HaRamamut is not a driving force. That's the problem. No Yira is a driving force. Only Ava is a driving force. That's the problem. Rav Yehuda Rami. Shuvu banim shovavim. On the one hand, it says that you will be banim shovavim, as we just pointed out. But on the other hand, it says, and here we're talking about no matter what level, whether it's banim shovavim or whether it's erpa, but it's banim. No matter how you look at it, it's banim. He only talks to us as children. And yet, on the other hand, the Navi insists shuvu banim shovavim. And immediately afterwards, it says anochi ba'alti bachem. Now, ba'alti bachem is a lashon of ba'alut. Ba'alut means that you are not children, you are avadim. So make up your mind. Is it banim or is it avadim? Right? And here it's a contrast to the shuvu banim, shovavim. Answers, in fact, the lokasha, it seems to be his own answer. Ava or Yira is still considered to be banim. But to actually have been being beaten until you finally wake up, that's Yisurin, that's even less than Ava. It means you didn't get anywhere on your own. You were basically driven with a whip into tshuva. Now you're the Yisurin, that's an act of an Adon who's beating his servant. He puts the servant back into shape. I can't call you Bunim. I could say, I've whipped you into shape. Thank you. So whip you into shape as a master, not as an Av. Amaribi, lady. Gidolat tshuva shemagat at kisei hakavod. Tshuva is so great that it reaches all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod, Shenema Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. So some learn that this means, it's the normal approach, is that what this means is that the individual who is Shav can be, Ki'ilu Eimed, he's mitaken himself all the way up, as if he's Eimed Lifnei HaKisei. Others learn, even those Averis that are Magdil Ra in front of Kisei HaKavod Kivayachol, even such things it touches, Magad, and is mitaken even up there. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, now there is another girsa that's brought in the Yalkut, in the En Yaakov, and in other locations, in which Rabbi Yochanan here is quoted as saying, which we don't have, Ad v'lo ad b'chla. It comes up to the Kisei HaKavod, but it'll never actually reach. It says, Ad Kisei HaKavod. But our girsa is simply this. Gidola tshuva shedokhad lo ta'aseh shabat Torah. Is there not a lo ta'aseh in the Torah that says that if a wife sleeps with another man, that the husband is not allowed to take her, not allowed to sleep with her any longer, has to divorce her. Now, we know that God is certainly bound by his mitzvahs, and yet over here he says, I'm going to be over on my mitzvah. How do I see that? Shenema. Here it says, Beferish in the Pasuk, Leymor. Hein yishalach ish et ishto v'alcha mi'ito v'ayta le'ish acher. Ayashuv ele'ahod. So the Yirmiyahu asks Klal Yisrael, if a man's woman goes and lives with another man, can he now take her back? No way. Huh? But I will take you back. And yet you, if somebody would do that, halo chanof techanef haaretz ahi, that would destroy the world. But at zanit re'im rabim, you've been sleeping around with every ridiculous philosophy and idolatry and anything that you can. So basically, in terms of your relationship with me, you have been sleeping with everybody. And nonetheless, shov elai nu mashem, I'll take you back. You see, it cancels a lo tasev in your eyes. Very big, right? Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Gidola teshuvah shemeviyah et hagi'ula. Teshuvah is great because it's what brings geula. Shenema uval etzion goel uleshove pesha b'yakov. What's the relationship? Ma tamu gol etzion goel? Because there are shove pesha b'yakov. Amar Reish Lakish gidola teshuvah shezidonot nasot lo kishegagot. Even those things that were done purposefully with full understanding become the equivalent of accidents. Shenema shuvah yisrael ha'shem elokecha. Ki kashalta ba'avonecha. Now, how can you say kashalta ba'avonecha? To be koshel means to stumble. But an avon is a zadon. You don't stumble into zadon. You know exactly what you're doing. Ha'avon be'zidu. Nonetheless, v'kokare le'michshol. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch was viewing your zadon as stumbling. Okay, that means he's being very meikel on you. Es v'gemara, but is that all? Ein iv amrei shlokish gidolat teshuvash es dodot nasotot kishkuyot? In other places, Rish Lakish says, not only is it got shkagot, but it actually becomes a schut. Shenemar b'fshuv rasha mirishato, v'yasa mishpat utzdaka, aleihem hu yichyeh. Meaning, on the evil that he did, he will now live. Woo! So that means it's a heck of a lot more than having switched a zadah to a shkaga. You're actually switching a zadah to a schus that now gives you the power to live. Now, what explains this change in Reish Lakish? Lo kasha kan mi ahava, kan mi yir... Omer shvomanach beni omer b'yonetan. Gidola teshuvah shemarechet yomav ushnot taf shel adam. Shenemar uvishuv rasha mirishato, hu yichyeh. Means he'll live longer. Omer b'yitzvik amri b'ma'arov mishmei de rabba bar mori. Bo re'e shaloki midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu midat basav adam. Look how different HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhoge is from human anhoge. Midat basav adam, adam magnit et chavero, take out the word bedvarim, somebody, Rich, somebody gets someone else upset. Safek mitpayesem ena safek en mitpayesem. He may accept this guy's apologies, allow him to become friendly again. Maybe he won't. V'im tomar mitpayesem ena. And if you can buy him back, maybe just words will be enough. Maybe you'll have to do a lot more than that. So safek mitpayes bedvarim, safek en mitpayes bedvarim. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, adam over avera b'seter, all he needs is words. And not only that, but a human being will always feel that he's doing a favor to the guy in accepting him back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels you're doing him a favor. And he's machzik teva to you for your desire to be close to him. It's as if you went ahead and brought korbanos. Shenemar unishalma parim sifatenu. That our words here, the devarim, are the equivalent of bringing parim. So you'll say, okay, parim means, in other words, it's like he brought a korban that he had no choice to bring. So shema tomar parechova. You say that means, okay, I mean, not that he has a desire to be close to me, but he was forced. No. Therefore, it adds the words, o'avim nidava. He loves them from the nidava that they brought. So he views it as something that was given out of a full heart, spontaneously, and thank you very much for being shavilai. It's an unbelievable difference. Tanya Ya Rabbi Meir Omer, Gidola Teshuvah, Shebishvil Yachid, Shasa Teshuvah, Mochlim Lo, Lachol Olam Kulo. For one individual who does Teshuvah, the entire world attains a tikkun. Shenemar Erpa Meshuvah Tam, I will fix all of them. O Avein Nedava, love them all. Kishav Api Mimenu. Shouldn't it say Kishav Api Mehem? Kishav Api Mimenu in the context means Lo Nemar Al Mimenu. So that it's enough that he did Teshuvah. And nonetheless, the impact is on the world as a whole. So here there's it's interesting, Reb Kiveger brings over here a drasha from the Ramatano, that this is fascinating, beautiful drasha, that this is a function of arvus. In the same way that the Torah said, "Kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh to bad," kol shekein would be arevim zeh lazeh to good. So if somebody is mitakein, so he's mitakein for everybody. Right? Certainly, if he's mitakein, the element of arvus, so then for sure it's mitakein. That's for sure it's. Okay, I mean, if you don't have this pirush, it doesn't make any sense. How can my tshuva help for somebody else? So inachinami, Reb Tzadik, for instance, his approach to the sugya is yachid jasa tshuva means a yachid who incorporates the whole. Well, that would be Mashiach, he says. So there's a yachid whose entirety is the incorporation of all of the Klal Yisrael that he represents. So such a person could be misakin.
But only.
So it says beferish, lo kol yachid. But I mean, the way the Ripki Vader is bringing it means kol yachid.
I was thinking of the Rambam with the whole world being so
easy. Inochinami, what you're thinking is definitely the way the Rambam learns. That the tzaddik yisayid ha'ilam is mechel mo, kolam nimsa, that he was maybe teshua lo for the kol ha'ilam kulay. Definitely is including this in his approach. Right? Over there, the way Rambam learns it, I mean, thank you for bringing it up, the way Rambam learns it, is that this is the din as it impacts the nature of the overall schus and chum of the world. So in other words, the Oavim Davah, he brings tikkun because the world is always in a state in which it's possible that it should be rov resha. So an individual who changes that can change, in fact, the overall balance by his sensitivity to that balance. So that's the tzadik yisayid ha'ilam. So, okay, so we have three approaches to this sugya. Hechi doni ba'al teshuva. What defines somebody who is a ba'al teshuva? Om Rav Yehuda, gon shebat v'yado dvar avira pa'am rishona v'shniya, v'nitzal imena. Somebody does an avera once, twice, and then is saved from it. Now, the Rambam's girsa seems to have been gon shebat v'yado dvar avira pa'am rishona u'b'shniya nitzal imena. Because he does not bring that you need to have done this avera twice, which is a tremendous problem, as we'll see in the sugya later. But he learns his examples of this gemara, machli Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda points out when it says that, it has to mean it's the same woman that you slept with once. Botok perik, it has to be in the same period of your life, with the same potency and the hormonal structure and the belief and love and everything else that you had at the time. And botok makom, it has to be the same place. So the circumstances have to be entirely the same. And then you're a Baal Teshuva gone. The Reb Tzadik says, completely wrongly, I must tell you, but Reb Tzadik says that, of course, what this means is not that he has to actually be there, but that it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that he's on that targa, that if he would be there with that same woman, that he wouldn't sin with her, which is completely wrong, all of the Rishayim. That's not what it means. It requires the actual event, because that's the whole point, is that it changes the nature of the way reality has been structured through his responses. It has nothing to do with what he would like. It has to do with actual event. There's even, there's a period that quotes the Baal Shem Tov all the time from him, supposedly, I don't know, it's a funny sefer, so I don't want to say, supposedly in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, they say that is, of course, a classic Hasidish Indian, that a person can bring himself to this matzav. Okay, so make an appointment with the same woman in the same hotel, and then show her you're going to walk right out of there. Classic, you know, shopside tweet kind of stuff. Yeah. Inside. But all of them are fresh. It's a chas v'sholem. The person is not allowed to be mevi, as absolutely de sakrana, and so on. It means it's not in your hands to be about that, because that's the problem. If it requires the events, you're saying that it's not possible to be about teshuva? A baal teshuva is not the same as a siyas teshuva. A baal teshuva means that you own it. You've been kona it. You can't be kona things through the thought. You can only be kona things through the actual impact of the maisa. Where's the chazaka on teshuva? The chazaka is that you were right there, and teshuva was stronger than anything else.
You could always argue that, I mean, all those criteria that you said have to be repeated, you could always argue that the criteria are not the same.
Either they are or they aren't. It's not up to you. There's nothing to argue about. It's not a question of arguing. Who are you arguing with? Exactly.
Well,
who are you arguing with? God? The angels? Who are you arguing with? You're saying if somebody would set it up, you could always say it's not the same. That's a good point. With the Baal Shem Tov, you're saying. With this Baal Shem Tov's shot that you could set it up, you could say you're not really setting it up. The very fact that you're setting it up means it's not the same, is what you're saying.
Fine.
In the defense of Rapsada, could you possibly say it depends on the person that they're
going to be? No, but you can't. No, I don't want to. Afterwards, I'm happy to, but we're so over time, I don't want to. Vinitzani, Machir of Yudah, Botai Shabbat, the Perak Botomakov, Omer of Yudah, Rav Rami. Rav points out a contradiction. On the one hand, the Torah says, Ashrei Nesui Pesha Kesui Chata'ah. So David HaMelech praises one whose Chata'im remain hidden. And on the other hand, it says, Mechasep Sha'av Lo Yatzliach. One who attempts to cover himself with his chait is not going to have Hatzlocha. Only a Modev Ozev Yerucham, says Shlomo HaMelech. So what is the son arguing on the father? Lokasha, abechet mufusam, abechet sheino mufusam. When his chait is known, so then adarabba, he should see that he gets more kapora in acknowledging the chait and so on. But where the chait is not known, so then he's mezalzel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being mefarsed in the chait. And he shouldn't tell anybody the chait. It's a beautiful tshuva by Rav Meisha, in which he's responding to a woman who wrote to him about having been mekalkelet. And he puts into the tshuva, he writes to her what things she has to do for tshuva, and he says, and I also want to make it very clear that in your writing to me, you did the right thing. Why? Because you don't know what to do about your maisim. But other than that, your writing to me would have been terrible. Because we're not like the goyim where you go to a priest who was afraid that she wanted him to sort of sprinkle holy water on him. We're not like the goyim who go to a priest that we tell them so that we want to be mefarsim lechet. Adarabba, by yes, the madrega is not to let anybody know. So I'm not saying you did the wrong thing, because I'm sure your only kavana was to learn how to do teshuva. You see a gadol's sensitivity to what lies behind, and now you have to make sure that there's no mistake. I'm not giving you a solution, solution in a literal sense. Pour it on.
Isn't there an Indian to be mefarsim your chet with a gadol's brocho?
No. We pass it in your mezazel if you do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a machlokas. So where you're dealing with things you did against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is zilzul to say anything about. What do you mean? So what are you doing? Bragging that you got away with murder? God said not to do it and you did it? I mean, that's the undertone, I was a terrible boy, Yeah, but I did it. You didn't. I guess then, if that's the case, it's a zilzul. But Ben Adam l'chaveiro, so then, and then Yachinani over there, you're making it clear your respect for the other person, how ashamed you are that you treated this wonderful other person like that. So then Yachinani, and it's a kapora. Tani Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Yidomer Adam Merva Aver Par Mishona Mochalimlo. Person does an Aver once, gets Bechiyo. Shnia Mochalimlo. Shlishit Mochalimlo. But Riviyit, he does it already the fourth time. God's a little sick and tired in his back and forth business. Ein Mochalimlo. Shana Koma Hashem. Al Shloshat Pishay Yisrael. But Al Arba'a Lo Ashivenu. Furthermore, Vamar. Vein Kol Eila Yifal El Pamayim Shaloshim Gaver. I'll do it for you two or three times, but no more than that. My Vaimer, why do I need a second pasuk for? Chit Evanim Ilavit Tzibur. Avol B'Yachid Lo. You might think that the original thing, Shloshat Pishay Yisrael, is referring to Klal Yisrael, not to individuals. Tashmain Kol Eila Yifal Kel. Pamayim shalosh in gever. So with an individual pamayim shalosh. Tana Rabbanan. I think I pronounced pamim, which is a mistake. It's pamayim. In case, I seem to recall this word. Tana Rabbanan. Averot yitvada alayam yom ha-kippurim zelo yitvadayam lom yom ha-kippurim acher. A person who already said vidoy on one yom ha-kippurim and therefore achieved kapora of itzuma shel yom should not mention that chet again because it's no longer there. Unless, of course, he did it. I mean, if you manage to redo it in the course of the year, im shana b'em, of course, certainly, v'adot, yom ha-kippur makir. Im lo shana b'em, so then not. V'im lo shana b'em v'chazav. And what if a person says vidoy even though he didn't do it? So, alayem ha-katuv omer, kekelev shaval kiyov. Yeah, you have to keep going back to your vomit. You already talked about your vomit. We got rid of it. We cleaned it up. So now what do you want to do? Get the vomit back? Should you go back to it now? And lie in your guilt and misery? That's disgusting. So that's Kekelev Shav Al Kiyo, Ksil Shoneh, meaning Shoneh in his words, reviewing Bivalto. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, and why? Koshke, Shum Bishuvach. It's better to remember your failings. Shinamer Ki Psha'aya Ne'eda, V'chatatin Negdi Tamid. After all, even if I was Mitakein myself, and my vomit maybe, I wasn't Mitakein the thing, I did it, didn't I? So there, why is it not good to say? So that's even better. Why does it say Kekelev Shav Al Kiyo? That's like Rav Huna says, the Amr Rav Huna. Kivan shavar adam avera v'shanabo. Somebody does an avera and then does it again. Ah, hutrilo, now it becomes mutter. Wow, this is great. Hutrilo, is it about a sagat? It really becomes mutter? No, I mean, I'm a nasit lokehetra. In your eyes, it's hutra. That's the pshat, like a dog going back to his vomit. You already ate it so many times, you're comfortable with it. So, okay, that's disgusting. But here,
So do we repeat or not repeat?
We pass him not to repeat. But this is talking about repeating a sin, not repeating.
No, I know that.
We definitely don't repeat the sin. But you see, here is where it becomes problematic for the Rambam earlier. Because in the original Maamar, where it says if a person does an Avera once and twice, and then the third time is able to walk away, then the only explanation for his having walked away is the fact that the tshuva allowed him to see what otherwise he wouldn't have even noticed, because it was already hutrala. But the way the Rambam is learning, you'll have to say, that the impact in terms of the connections and the pathways that are set up even from one time of doing a chet means that you will not be walking away the second time unless either the circumstances have changed or you see things differently because of tshuva. But you will not be able to simply choose otherwise, which is a dramatic kiddush. Why can't I just choose otherwise without doing tshuva? Right? Why does it say me pnei tshuva? I'm pnei tshuva because sometimes I do bad, sometimes I do good. So this time I chose to do good. So what he's saying, it's impossible, basically, to choose to do good without an element of being able to see through what impact that Ra has already had on you. If you can't see that, then you will not choose to do good. It's blinding. All right. So that's the problem. Elayim Anasis look at it. By the way, my Rebbe used this as a raya. Now, Jenny had a whole approach to showing how important it is to say things in a way that force a person to pay attention and to note the surprise of what's being said. So he said, why didn't you just say Nasis like that? Because that's Hutrala. So everybody looks up, what? Hutrala? And then, yeah, we mean Nasis. Oy vey, that's terrible. If he would have just said Nasis like that, yeah, okay, Nasis like that. The Tzorich by the way, I must say, I don't really think that's the pshat, but it's a beautiful reference. I think the real pshat is that it's Hutrala, totally. In other words, in terms of his vision of reality, it's not that he finds a rationale. It's that it's Hutrala, it doesn't need a rationale. The Marami Pano actually is Mechadesh based on this, that he doesn't have to do tshuva for it. He only has to, when he does tshuva, he only has to do tshuva for the first two times that he did the chet. Because all of the other times follow from that maisa. So if he's betaken the mekor, it's incredible chiddush. Since you didn't really put anything into the other maisa, they were just extensions of the original maisa. So in the tikkun of the original two maisa, you're betaken all things. Amazing.
That logic too.
The truth is, I am not 100% sure if it's the Madit or the Marami Pano. I'm afraid to say, but it was one or the other who wrote it. I saw it many years ago. So therefore, Nasis Loket. V'tzarech lifrot et hachet, when you're saying vidui, you have to say what chet you did. Shenemar ana chata amaze chata agedola vayasu lehem Elohei Zahav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Akiva said, no. It says Asher Yisui Pesha Kisui Chata. On the contrary. Even to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're supposed to cover the chet. This is taking that a step further. This we don't pass him on. So, but then why? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, and they did this terrible thing of making a golden idol? Let me ask you something. And if it would have been a copper idol, it would have been better. Now, what's enough to meet a golden or copper? So the truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu was being rather disingenuous about this. What he was saying is, notice, it was a golden idol. Now, where the heck did they get all that gold, God? Think about that. So, Mao Shamar Moshe Vayasulem Elohez after Rabbi Yanai. The Omer Rabbi Yanai, Omer Moshe Vitnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, you spoiled them. Kesef is Avshir Beit Alem Yisrael, Avsham Rub died. They don't know what to do with the money anymore. So you're telling them they all became playboys. So what do you expect? You give them so much money, that's what happens. Then you go and blame them. Blame yourself. So, Goram Lam Shiasu Elohez Ahav.